Alrighty, hey guys, this video I am going to be sharing a real story from a guy named Jim who really succeeded with No Nut November, No Porn November, and it was a single thing that he needed to do to finally quit for good long term. And this is a guy that was battling porn for more than 40 years, alright?
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
I'm going to cover in this video the main drawbacks of doing No Nut November and the main benefits of doing this challenge, all right? The biggest drawback, number one, is that it emphasizes abstinence over recovery. Now, if you watch any of my videos, you'll know that there's a big difference between abstinence and recovery. People who just focus on the abstinence side of things, meaning they just kind of push themselves through just willpower to quit porn, never ever succeed, because quitting porn is not a willpower issue. It's a recovery issue. It's a root cause issue. It's a running away issue. It's a dependency that people use to escape something. And if you just use willpower and think that through just willpower, you'll be able to quit porn, you're gonna fail every time, right? Let's prove this. Of all the people that are the most successful in the world in terms of athletics or celebrities or fame or whatever it is, how many of them have crippling addictions to porn, sex, drugs, alcohol, etc.? And how many of them also have tremendous willpower, right? So that proves the fact that it's not that they don't lack willpower. It's not true that Tiger Woods doesn't lack willpower. Terry Crews does not lack willpower. Those guys have more willpower than any of us combined. So it can't be true that it's a willpower issue, because if it was just a willpower issue, then the people who have the most willpower would just be able to say no. So that means it's an underlying thing. So when you get that, then you can move on to the next levels of recovery, all right? Another big issue with this of just doing NoFap November through just willpower is that there is an underlying assumption in this challenge that after this 30-day period of quitting, abstaining from porn and masturbation, you're just going to go back to your old habit. The assumption is that I'm going to challenge myself to just do it for this amount of time, X amount of time, and then I'm just going to go back to the habit. What are the chances, if you have that mindset going into this challenge, oh, I'm going to abstain for 30 days, that you're going to quit long term? The chances are extremely low, because you're not going to have a recovery mindset. A recovery mindset is, I can quit porn today, I can quit masturbation today, and at the same time, I can recover. And the recovery mindset is, I can quit porn and masturbation today, right now, and also recover and heal myself at the same time. And for some reason, men typically try to conflate the two and think that in order to quit porn and to recover and to heal myself, I need to keep porn and masturbation as part of my life, as part of this weaning off process. But it's not true. Quitting porn is instantaneous. For anybody that has ever quit porn, they just quit, and that was the last of it. And at the same time, they had to heal and recover and work on themselves and figure out the real reason that they have this habit at the same time. Quitting porn is instant, recovery takes time, all right? You can tattoo that on your face if you want. Another big issue with No Nut November is that there is an underlying false assumption that it takes a long time to quit, okay? It's making an assumption that it's gonna take at least 30 days to quit. And if you make that assumption, the chances of you actually quitting for good are pretty low. Because if you make an assumption that something's gonna be really hard to do, it's gonna take a really long time to do it, the chances are that your behavior will follow that belief and that pattern, and your behavior will start to follow the trend of, this is really hard, this is gonna take a long time, and if I don't have success within 1 month, and if I relapse or I go back to the old habit, that means I can't do this, and therefore it's not worth doing, okay? Let me remind you guys, it only takes four weeks, for the dopamine levels to start leveling off and for you to detox off of the dopamine high that porn, social media, video games, all that stuff is giving to you guys, all right? Okay, so those are the main drawbacks. However, there are some really big benefits to doing NoFap November, which is why I really like this as a cultural change, as a cultural shift. Number one, huge benefit is that it is motivational, okay? This is why I make these videos for you guys. I want to motivate you, give you perspective about what it actually takes to quit porn and masturbation so that you can focus on bigger things, but also I want to give you motivation and inspiration and perspective to see, man, this is actually possible and people are quitting every day all the freaking time. And you're not some special snowflake that's just too addicted and too high a sex drive that you can't quit. It's not true. You're not some monstrous sex drive, over-sexed fiend of a person. You're just in pain. You're just in pain like all of us, and you have just found that the easiest way to escape your pain and your difficult emotions, whatever your triggers are, is to go to porn and masturbation. That's all that's happened. Second big benefit of doing this challenge is that it is an opportunity for you to quit. It's an opportunity for it to be like a catalyst to kind of get you jolted and get you going and kickstart your engine, all right? And the third big benefit of this is that this is by far one of the strongest signals that you can send to your brain and to your body that you're serious about this. If you do a challenge like this of abstaining for 30 days, it's not business as usual. And that jolt and that signal that sends to your brain and to your body and to your spirit is so strong that it tells you, this is not the same as usual. I'm gonna change, I'm gonna do something different, all right? So those are the main benefits, okay? However, those drawbacks that I did mention are really important, all right? So here is how to succeed if you're gonna be doing this challenge of NoFap November, right? Number one, don't think of it as a challenge, all right? Think of it as an opportunity. This is not a challenge, because if you think of it as a challenge, you're gonna keep failing. Why? Because you're gonna keep putting it at the back of your mind as like this mantra is like, oh, this is just temporary. This is just a 30-day thing, and as soon as it's done, I can go relapse. I can go back to masturbation. Porn is, if you're doing that, you're not healing, you're not recovering, you're not progressing, and you're definitely gonna keep porn in your life for as long as you let it, all right? So don't think of it as a challenge, think of it as an opportunity, okay?
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
And the second thing that you can do is the people that truly, truly win already started the challenge before November began. All right, let me say that again. The people that truly, truly win with porn recovery, masturbation, fixing all their issues that you're currently facing with this habit, is they already start the challenge way before November even begins. It's the same to say when the people that win at their New Year's resolutions start their resolutions before the New Year even starts, because they have a mindset of not just a milestone mindset, which is if this, then that. If I have this, then I'll be able to quit porn. If I get in a relationship, then I'll be able to quit porn. If I get that new job, then I'll be able to quit. If I get a new house, if I get married, if I have a kid, if I the new year comes around, the new month comes around, then I'll be able to quit, right? It's all a fallacy, because you're not addressing the underlying issue. And the people that really win understand that you need to follow this, the steps that are needed to have recovery right now, today, okay? Now here's the payoff that I mentioned in the beginning, okay? Jim, this guy who really quit porn totally because of this challenge, right? What I prescribed to him was, don't just abstain from porn for 30 days, okay, and masturbation. I want you also to abstain from all social media, and video games for at least 30 days. And I challenged him to do a total detox, and he was like, but, and all the reasons that come up, right? And so I asked him to make a pros and cons list of all the pros and the cons of keeping social media, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, video games, especially in your life. So he made this list, and he realized that, as all the guys do, the pros of keeping social media in your life are the same pros that you believe that you keep porn in your life for. All right, let me say that another way. The same justification and reasoning that people keep porn in their life is the same reasoning that usually they keep social media in their lives, generally speaking, all right? There is a way, guys, if you're thinking, oh, I need social media for whatever reason, there's a way to use social media in a strategic and mindful way that is not just mindless. There's a way to do it in a strategic and deliberate way that's not unintentional, okay? So make sure that you're making that pros and cons list. Do I need social media in my life? This is what this guy did. He realized that he was only using social media to alleviate stress and anxiety and boredom and depression. The same reasons he was keeping porn in his life is because he believed he needed porn and masturbation just to alleviate these emotions of stress, anxiety. And he was like, wow, social media is actually not adding any benefit to my life. It's actually only taking away from my life, because anytime I do feel stressed or bored or depressed, I always go to some supernormal stimulant like video games and social media to alleviate that emotion. And I was like, okay, that's a good realization. Now I want you to do a 30-day total detox, total reboot of this dopamine flood that's flooding your system, and have no engagement at all with anything for 30 days. And he was like, okay, I'll do it. He did it for 30 days. He's still doing it, guys, because he benefited so much from it. He did it for a few weeks, and he was like, man, this is really awesome. I have so much more time, energy, focus to do the stuff that I want to in my life. And that is how he quit porn for good. He didn't need to go back to it, because he understood the fundamental reason he was going to porn and social media and video games was to escape, all right? You're escaping something, And for this challenge, I want you to figure out, what am I actually escaping from? Why am I actually using this habit? Because when you understand what you're running from and address that, you won't need porn anymore. I promise. I work every day with people just like Jim who are beating this porn thing and having good success. All right, so we're having No Nut November coming up. Let me know, guys. I have a question for you. How often do you want me to share videos with you guys? I'm gonna up the quality and the quantity of the videos that are coming to you guys. If you want me to do it every day, let me know. If you want me to do it every other day, let me know that. I just wanna make sure that I'm providing value for you guys and really being helpful.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.